we begin our practice of yoga nidra by settling ourselves towards comfort, making any of those minor or major adjustments that might allow us to feel a little bit more settled here, which of course never negates the very real experience of physical pain and discomfort or restlessness. But what we do want to do is kind of give ourselves the best chance of being able to be comfortable and still, or relatively still, for the duration of our practice. So sometimes that means that we need to pause the recording and readjust, do something entirely different, or sometimes it's just a very minor adjustment of the clothes or blanket. But get comfy, my friends, because we will be here for a while. Get comfy, my friends, we will be here for a while. And as we invite in this process of settling, which doesn't ever really begin and end in the practice, we start to draw our awareness to the surface, the surfaces, the ground that is underneath us. We start to feel into what is the presence of the earth, so that we can really offer our weight to this tender and very capable hold of the earth. Even a sense of allowing ourselves to kind of spread out or sink in to the earth. Like there's less of yourself that you need to hold up or hold in here. You can really let it all be held. Because the presence of the earth underneath us is going to be with us for the whole of our yoga nidra practice, offering us this really tender and capable hold, but also this beautiful resource, a place that we can return our awareness to, just as we're returning our body to the earth in this practice. Because in the practice of yoga nidra, there's nothing at all that we could get right. So we can give up even trying. There's nothing that we need to do, or no version of ourselves that we need to be. In fact, it's more like a practice of kind of setting that stuff down, of doing nothing, being nothing. We're not even trying to make a particular experience happen or create a particular emotion. It is a practice of simply returning to the wisdom of your body through the rest of awareness. Simply returning to the wisdom of your body through the rest of awareness, or perhaps awareness of rest. As we begin to feel into the parts where our body begins and ends, those imprecise indicators of beginnings and endings in the body, perhaps its top and bottom, front or back, side and side, or somewhere else. Letting this body be many beginnings and many endings. And then noticing where the breath begins and where the breath ends. Again, these kind of imprecise places of beginnings and endings. Letting breath begin and end, time and time again. And as we continue to settle here, we continue to do nothing, we might begin to call in all of the possibilities of this yoga practice. I don't mean aspirations or to-do lists, but the many possibilities, whether that comes in words, the form of a sankalpa, or whether it comes in quiet, in the absence of words, whether it comes in vivid images or complete darkness, whether these possibilities, these sankalpas, arise in sensations or simply in the kind of nothingness, we are placing ourselves here. We are placing ourselves here in our intention to be here, in our intention to return to the wisdom of this body through the rest of awareness, the awareness of rest. As we begin our journey through the wisdom of this body, the wisdom of the lands of this body, nothing to find, nothing to make happen, simply extending or exploring the awareness of rest within the wisdom of this body. As we place our awareness at the very tip of the tongue, as it spreads out to the edges of the tongue, almost like we feel the tongue spread towards the teeth. And then we feel the teeth as well, the top row and all of the gums holding them, the bottom row and all of the gums. We feel the top of the mouth, the hard palate, and then travel our awareness to the softer parts and to the throat. We feel the inside of the cheeks and the space, the possibility of space between the back teeth. We feel into the ears, every surface of the ear, even behind the ears, and also into the canal of both ears. Across the outer cheeks and the cheekbones. The temples, and in fact this entire kind of orbit of both eyes underneath. The eyelids, the eyebrows, the very inner parts of the eyes, the bridge of the nose and the tip of the nose, the inner surface of the nostrils and the sinuses as well. The space where the eyebrows meet, and all of the skin across the forehead, travelling up to the hairline, all across the scalp, hair follicles, almost like we're washing our hair or our head with awareness. As that awareness travels down to the back of the head, to the very back of the skull, the occiput, where our head meets our spine. And we begin to walk a journey, a wise journey, down the entire length of the spine that starts at the back of the neck, between the shoulder blades in the upper back, the middle back, into the kind of cave or valley of the low back. And then down into the pelvis, the sacrum, these thicker parts of the spine, down to the very tip of the coccyx. And then our awareness begins to walk back up the spine from the coccyx to the sacrum, the lumbar, lower back, the middle back and thoracic, upper back, back up to the neck. And then travelling across the right collarbone, right shoulder blade, right into the centre of the shoulder on the right side. Awareness travelling at the upper arm towards the elbow and the forearm towards the wrist. Across the back of the right hand, travelling to the tip of the thumb, index finger, middle finger, fourth finger, little finger. Awareness spreading into each knuckle and joint within the fingers, the fingernails and the softer pads on the underside, all of the space in between the fingers. And then awareness kind of pooling in the palm of the right hand. The rest of awareness held in the palm of the right hand. And then awareness travels back up through the wrist, elbow, shoulder, in towards the armpit, into the ribs on the right hand side, almost like between each rib. The waist, the right hip and right bum cheek, the front and back of the right thigh, the inner edge and the outer edge, right knee, shin and calf, ankle, all around the ankle. Awareness in the heel, the arch, the ball of the foot, the underside of the toes, and the tip of the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe. Again, all of the knuckles, the toenails, the space in between the toes. The whole of the right side of the body kind of returns to the wisdom of the body through the rest of awareness that is the practice of Yoga Nidra. And then replacing our awareness along the left-hand side collarbone and shoulder blade, right into the left shoulder, the upper arm and elbow, the forearm and the wrist, the back of the left hand and the tip of the thumb, index finger, middle finger, fourth finger and little finger, the fingernails, all of the many knuckles and joints in the fingers, all of the pads, three on each, on the underside of the fingers, and all of the space in between the fingers. Awareness pooling in the left palm of the hand. The rest of awareness, the wisdom of the body held here in the palm of the hand. Travelling back up through the wrist, elbow and shoulder, down into the armpit and all along the the ribs on the left-hand side, like each rib or the space in between the left hip, left bum cheek, front and back of the thigh, the inner and outer edge, the left knee, shin and calf, all around the left ankle, heel, arch, ball of the foot, the underside of the toes, the tip of the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe, the toenails, the spaces in between the toes, all of the knuckles and the joints, the whole of the left side of the body returns to rest, return to the wisdom of this body. And then both sides together. Beginning to feel into all that your skin feels, kind of detecting and sensing every surface of skin. Full, dense with nerve endings, with communication, with possibility, feeling every surface of skin on this body, feeling all that your skin feels. Almost like you're feeling the space just beyond the body, the edges of the body. And then how would it be to feel the underside of the skin, all that is held within the skin, the inner surface of the body? All that is outside on the edges and all that is within. As we open to the possibility of feeling into the many and multiple connective tissues within this body, the thicker and thinner layers of fascia, all of the muscles, the tendons and ligaments, all of the fat of this body, all of the blood moving through. And not forgetting the connective tissue that is your bones. These kind of structures of you. How is it to feel into your bones? Knowing that even within this relatively firmer texture of the bones, there's also a soft marrow. We feel into the whole body, from the very inside to the very outside, the outside to in, inside to out, whole body, alive and feeling, returning your body to wisdom. Through the awareness of rest, the rest of awareness. As we begin to gather up that awareness and place it right in the bowl of the pelvis, kind of center of the pelvis below the pubic mound, feeling into this kind of wisdom center within the body, the wisdom center of the pelvis, of our roots. We might simply feel what we feel here, whether that's not much or a lot. Or we could also invite in this possibility of rootedness, of groundedness, Maybe that even comes with its own images of roots or vines. Awareness placed in the wisdom center of the pelvis. And then awareness beginning to rise through the center of the body to find this pool of awareness in the center of the belly, the kind of softest and widest part of your belly, perhaps around your belly button. You might notice how our belly is responding to breath. And in our awareness, we could place just a single flame or a tiny spark there, this kind of spark or flame of our belly. And each time we inhale, we might sense or visualize or just know that spark or flame is growing to become a bigger fire. Maybe it's a roaring flame. Maybe it is even expanding to be the enormous flame of the sun. And each time we exhale, we return to that spark or that single flame. It doesn't have to be a precise image, anything that comes or doesn't come. So each time we inhale, the flame or spark, it grows or catches to become a roaring flame. Perhaps that roaring flame is the sun. And each time we exhale, there's a returning to that singularity of spark or candle flame. As we let the fires of aliveness ebb and flow here, our belly may be expanding and contracting, however subtly. Breath growing and then receding. And then our awareness rises up to the wisdom center that is your heart, the space all around your sternum and your chest. You know it well when it aches or flutters, bursts wide open, shatters. Or maybe you feel it more as this subtle beating, pulsing of our heart, expanding and contracting of the lungs. The very real aliveness and wisdom of the heart. We simply offer our awareness and rest to this probably very hard-working heart. And then rising our awareness up to the throat, to this wisdom center of expression. Whether it's smooth like warm honey or grainy and scratchy, all very real experiences of this part of the body, of expressing ourselves. And as we simply place our awareness at the center of our throats, we imagine or just know that many memories of speech and song, and sweet nothing, beautiful songs, new and ancient, deep quiets, furious shouts, silence, are all energies or memories that have moved through this part of the body. As we return ourselves to the wisdom center that is the throat, that is our voice. as our awareness rises up to the space between our eyebrows, almost into our brain or our mind, as we sense or imagine the vast sky all held here within the mind. All of the many cosmic possibilities, vast mysteries, we sense the sky of the mind. Again, whether it comes in vivid, clear, abstract images, whether it comes in darkness and quiet, we're just invited to look up at the sky, to see the stars, knowing that they're there the whole time. And then letting our wise awareness sense into the whole body, the possibility or the felt experience of the vibrating, singing, communicating networks of the body, like noticing the chattiness of our experience. The fullness. While also noticing that there might be a quieter wisdom, an experience that is perhaps just below our perception, that is one more of emptiness, as we listen in to the quiet. Nothing to find. We listen in to the quiet and return ourselves to the wisdom of this body. As we start to draw back to these beginnings and endings within the body, the edges of you, and the sense awareness or memory of the space in which you are, the presence of the earth still very capably holding you, the beginning and ending of the next few breaths, perhaps it's a little louder or wider within the body, and then a time will come when your toes will curl, your fingers will move, perhaps tracing into the textures or warmth of your body or blankets. There might be a big stretch and a yawn too, as we come to this ending of our practice of Yoga Nidra.